While perusing old white nationalist literature, I read an article from Edgar Steele's Conspiracy Pen Pals e-list entitled A Government of Men. As always with Mr. Steele, it was a very well-written and a concisely formulated analysis of one aspect of the overall problem our race and civilization faces today. Most notably, the fact that the legal and constitutional norms which have governed our society for 200 years are now null and void, and the United States has become an arbitrary government of individual bureaucrats, criminals, and incompetence. It was very well stated. With the greatest of personal and political respect to Mr. Steele, therein lies the difficulty. Mr. Steele aptly and articulately stated the problem, but beyond a few vague and obscure references to restoring the Constitution, he made no suggestions whatsoever as to exactly how we go about solving that problem. In his article, there is not an inkling as to how we go about restoring the Constitution, or just how the hell we're supposed to do anything else about the fact that we are ruled by criminals and fools. This is the essence of the American right. This is what we have been doing for the past 77 years. Time and time again, over and over and over, in untold numbers of newspapers and pamphlets, in cow pasture rallies, and now on the internet, we state and restate the problem in 100 different ways and from every possible angle. But that's all we do. Constantly state and restate and reformulate and reanalyze and reiterate the problem. This isn't original for us. Jost Turner identified this problem orientation weakness of ours back in the 1980s. I've only been involved in this thing of ours for a few years now. And during that time, I can count on the fingers of one hand the times I've heard anyone other than the Northwest Front suggest any kind of practical solution to the crisis of civilization that we face, namely the looming genocide of our race. By that, I mean a program of action which was based on something other than the endless generation of words. Is this because there's no solution to the problem? No. There's a solution, and we all know it. The solution is very simple, ancient, and effective. The government and the people who are doing all of this to us must be removed from power. Not unelected and replaced with a different set of droids and three-piece suits, but removed physically, like you move a piece of furniture from point A to point B. These people must be moved from the corridors of power to the gallows. Or possibly the guillotine. I think I could go for a guillotine, with Sarah Weaver and Debbie Matthews sitting by and knitting. The men and women who are responsible for inflicting war, oppression, depravity, injustice, and horror on the white people of America must be physically dragged out of offices by white men with weapons in their hands, and they must be punished for what they have done. To borrow a phrase from Israel, the entire terrorist infrastructure of the current United States government must be dismantled and replaced with a Republican form of government of, by, and for the people of European descent who created America and to whom the North American continent rightfully belongs. I would prefer that such a government be based on the principles of National Socialism. But frankly, right now, I don't care. The long-term implications of allowing the present power structure to remain in place are so appalling that just about anything white would be an improvement. Hell, if we can produce another man of the stature of Commander Rockwell, let's crown him king. Napoleon may have been dragged into a series of pointless wars by the outraged powers that be, like his 20th century successor in Germany, But his legal and political and social reforms survive in France to this day. A white Napoleon is better than Hillary Clinton any day. All of our problems will be solved through the physical removal of the present power structure, and none of them will be solved without it. We know this. Every man and the few women listening to this podcast know this. But we don't do it. In fact, the likelihood of our attempting such a thing in my lifetime is so slim that I'm not particularly worried about publishing these words, despite the draconian measures of the past 2 years. I'm simply speaking science fiction here, and the FBI and whoever the hell else is monitoring me know it. Why don't we do it? I'm tempted to state flat out that it's plain old common or garden variety cowardice, that we are not white, we're yellow. And there's a good deal of truth in that. But it's also due to physical and moral laziness of various kinds. We have become too lazy to bester ourselves in much of anything, never mind revolution. We have become too mentally lazy to think, hence our desire for a man on a white horse to take our membership dues and do our thinking for us. I was speaking earlier of a true Napoleon, by the by, and not a man on a white horse, if you follow the difference. We have become too spiritually lazy to make moral and ethical judgments on the behavior of others. There is only one solution. White people should have their own version of the provisional IRA in this country starting in the late 1950s. All of us know this perfectly well, but we prefer the television, the air conditioner, the foaming can of beer from the cooler, and the mesmerizing spectacle of niggers chasing a ball. It's now the 21st century, and the bill is coming due. We ain't seen nothing yet. Wait until 2024 when Hillary plunks her liposucked buttocks back down in the Oval Office. Okay, so what do we do? Right now, the only two things we can feasibly implement, given the human material we have to work with, is number one, do what we here in the Northwest Front have done. Come home. You know our reasoning behind that, and I won't digress on that topic here. And number two, remove the taboo on speaking aloud what we all know to be truth. Look, you guys all know that the Northwest Front's platform is not big on verbalization replacing action. But in this case, we need to at least get to square one. And speaking aloud a truth we have all been hitherto afraid to utter is a definite square one from which we can begin. Historically speaking, the physical courage to act is always preceded by the moral courage to speak. Before George Washington came Patrick Henry and Thomas Paine. Neither I nor anyone else expects the middle-aged men with big bellies who comprise the overwhelming majority of alt-right wing and racial nationalist email lists to do any storming of the barricades anytime soon. We have failed in our duty there, but we can at least prepare the next generation. With any luck, they will rediscover their testicles that we seem to have mislaid somewhere among the beer and the nachos.